This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs, and that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Tuesday edition of Sean and RJ. Bobby Belt is back as well. That's Pepe playing the celebration music. Aiden has us live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Are you back? Are the Dallas Mavericks back? They somehow shock some of the world, and get the number one pick last night. Did you watch it live?
I did. I turned it on about, I think the clock said like 9:31 before it was there was going to be the lottery. Because, you know, the lottery was like at half or between the games.
Yeah.
Between the games. So I was just flipping through and I was like, oh, wait, it's on now. Okay, 9 minutes to go. Let's do it. And yeah, it was.
When did you start going, oh?
Soon as it got to 11 and, you know, they were in the top four, obviously, because I think it was 11 they were supposed to be. And then I was like, oh, that's. Obviously, they're top four. I was like, they're going to do this. They're going to do this. This is what it's going to happen. Just like we thought. They're going to give the Mavericks this pick to save the fan base. They're saving the NBA in Dallas. That's what they were doing.
Did you watch it live?
I did. Yeah. I actually had it spoiled, though, because I saw it on Twitter. Like, because I've got YouTube TV, there's a little bit of a lag. So I actually saw it on Twitter before I got to see the announcement. But no, it was, it did feel kind of like once it got into the top four, I was like, all right, they're getting it. Like, this is what's setting up. What would have been brutal is if they got number two, though, and we are talking about the Spurs. Like, where it's like, they get Wembanyama and they get the number one pick right after that. And so, but no, it was exciting. It's good news. I'm curious to see, do they hold on to it or what do they do with it?
It's fun to get a fun story around here once in a while. We go around, you know, Radio Row, Super Bowl, Combine, and people are like, oh my God, sports talk in Dallas, right? You guys have had crazy stories. You break the Schottenheimer news, you got Luka traded, and I was like, yeah, but those were all negative for our local fans. And this is a positive, I believe. Pepe, were you watching it live and celebrating, reacting?
So I was not at first, but then I saw your text of top four, and I said, oh my God, where's the remote? And so I got in right after they had made the announcement, but I couldn't believe it. I had zero hope that they were actually going to get the number one pick.
Thank goodness that they lost to the Grizzlies in the last play-in tournament game.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. Otherwise, they fall out of the lottery.
Yeah, because they would have been into the next round of the games.
OKC.
Yeah, so... That is a good thing. That is a very good thing that they lost that game, because now you are setting your franchise up for a lot of options. A lot of options.
So you guys, judging in the first 60 seconds of the program, are leaving no doubt. Of course, Rigged is trending, you know, Fixed. All the allegations, all the tinfoil hat stuff, all the frozen envelopes. And I guess I don't even have to ask Choppy, because this was RJ back in the day. We got a crosstalk, and we have Choppy back on March 5th talking about this happening.
If the NBA had any soul, they would gift the Mavericks the first pick with Cooper Flagg. Like, the NBA is looking at this right now, and they're recognizing, okay, this whole thing is screwed up. We are about to lose the fourth biggest market of a fan base, and you can't lose that. And they knew the Knicks fan base was dead in the water in 1984 or whatever. And they, here's the cold envelope. Here's the cold envelope for the Knicks. The creased corner. You got to do that.
And Bobby, you are joining Sandler. I was texting with him. Tell me what you think about Cooper Flagg's game. And Jared's first thing was, all right, y'all think rigged? Y'all think the fix is in? And Bobby also said 1,000%.
It's 100% rigged. I went and looked this up last night, and I sent it to you guys overnight. I was just like, let's look in the recent history of just improbable capturing the number one pick. 2008, the Bulls get the number one pick with a 1.7% chance. Oh, and they just happened to get to select Chicago native Derrick Rose, number one. 2011, in the very first lottery after losing LeBron James, the Cavs win the lottery via a pick they acquired from the Clippers, which had just a 2.8% chance of winning. They select Kyrie Irving. 2012, it's the first lottery after trading CP3. The Hornets win the lottery and select Anthony Davis. They had a better shot. They had the fourth best odds to get number one. 2013 and 2014, other than the CP3 year, the Cavaliers win the lottery every single year after LeBron leaves. They then use the 2013 and 2014 picks in a package for Kevin Love, which is then turned into their next big three, which allows the redemption story. And then 2019, with Anthony Davis on the verge of being traded and shipped off to the Lakers, the Pelicans win the lottery again, this time for Zion Williamson. They had a 6% chance, and then now the Mavericks laid out before you. It just seems way too coincidental.
It does. It does. I mean, I really believe like the league saw this was not a plan.
Okay, so let's take it a step beforehand. Are you also believing that the Luka trade was directed?
No.
And then this is your backdoor compensation,
no.
Nico?
No, I don't believe that. That's too heavy-handed for the league. Okay, that's too much. That's too much hand in this whole thing. This was just a dumb trade. It was a dumb trade, and the league had no intention of doing this until what happened in the wake of the trade and the ticket sales that were down and the merchandise and the Mav fans were not showing up to games, empty, you know, half empty arenas. And this was the byproduct of the league. It was like, all right, look, we have to figure out a way to save this franchise. Otherwise, this is not a vibe. We can't lose the fourth largest TV market. They were never going to move. They were never going to move. The owners have to approve that. The owners aren't giving up the expansion fee. Vegas is getting their own team. They were never going to move. Stop with that. This was just that happened. We're losing this city's fan base. Can't have that, man. We're gonna act.
I saw you went on NBC5.
Well.
Was that before or after the lottery?
Oh, it was after. It was like 7:40. It was like 7:45, 8 o'clock where we recorded.
Did you say on TV you thought it was set up?
Yeah. I don't know if I didn't see this the piece. I recorded it, so I'll see what they put in, because it was, you know, 5-6 minutes long, and I doubt they gave me 5-6 minutes. They don't even give Weatherman and Nui 5-6 minutes combined. So, but yeah, I did say that.
I would. Everything tells me it's rigged, it's set up, because it seems way too coincidental.
I'm glad you went through the percentages of all those things, because when people are like, Derrick Rose, Kyrie Irving, LeBron, I was like, okay, were they the favorite to have the number one pick? But in many of those instances, no.
Right. Like, I mean, for instance, the Patrick Ewing one that's very famous, they were the third worst team. They had the third best odds to get number one. But I will say that I whenever I see these situations, I am reminded of the very famous Coke Classic New Coke setup in the mid-80s, where they had done the new formula for Coca-Cola, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is awful. Bring back the old one. And there started this conspiracy theory that they were like, see, they came up with an awful formula so that when people drank new Coke, they'd long for the old Coke, and then that would boost their lagging sales. And the CEO of Coke, when he heard that, he said, we're not that dumb and we're not that smart. Like, I think there is something to be said about, I don't know that the NBA or Adam Silver, I don't know.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
That they're that dumb, and I don't know that they're that smart to be able to concoct all of that.
Tim Bontemps concoct all of what, though?
Just orchestrating all these different, like, oh, let's move
trade.
Yeah, like, I mean, everybody, it feels like, was waiting around for, you're going to gift it to the Mavericks. Like, I feel like maybe you'd get him second, but not one.
Tim Bontemps, who I at least respect with the basketball opinion, does the podcast with Brian Windhorst and Tim McMahon. He tweeted this last night. The draft lottery isn't rigged. I've sat and watched the ping pong balls come out. There's no rigging it. Rather than saying that, I do think a fair thing to wonder is if the new rules have helped or if they've created more problems than they have solved. Today did not help that. Well, Bontemps can watch the balls come out, but they always say there's one person from Ernst & Young with that suitcase that knows the results. That's the only person. But you can watch them come out of the machine, but he's not supposed to know, I don't believe, the results. The people who watch that process aren't watching the symbol and logo of the team on the ball.
No, because it's not a logo of the team on the ball. They're numbers. The Mavs numbers that they had. So I reposted it here.
Yeah, we got to play these for the winning lottery tickets, right?
Yeah, so the Mavs numbers. The winning combination of ping pong balls was 10, 14, 11, and 7.
Okay, so explain that to me.
I have no idea. That's the thing. Okay, you've got all these balls in there, and you could say you could watch this all you want. Yeah, but nobody knows what they're watching. You know, if you're watching this, you know, because if you're watching this ping pong, you know, extravaganza going on, and you're in the room, you still don't know. Do you know? I don't think you know.
No.
You don't know what the combinations are.
They say you don't know.
You don't know what the combinations are. It could be anything. It could be anything in there.
How many in 41 NBA draft lotteries, how many times do you think the team with the worst worst record, so basically the best odds to get number one, how many times do you think the best odds to get number one has gotten the number one pick?
In 41?
Yeah.
11.
Six. It's happened six times. And it happened... It happened 4 years in a row, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. Otherwise, outside of that four-year stretch, you're talking about 36 years, and only twice did the team with the best odds to get the number one pick actually get it.
Wow. It is fun, though, when it works for you, right?
Yeah.
I love the cartoon bus meme last night that people sent out. The NBA is rigged, and it's got the one kid looking out the side of the bus window, but the NBA is rigged in your favor with the kid smiling on the other side of it.
Look, I absolutely believe...
Now, we got to this point through misery.
Yeah, you get to this point through misery. I absolutely believe this was, you know, the Mavs were gifted this after seeing what happened, but I'm fine with it.
It's all...
Like, I'm that's okay.
Because that's a follow-up question for a later segment. If you believe it's rigged, is that bad... for your belief in what you're watching?
No, because I think you can rig two different...
Because that's baseball's biggest thing, right? Pete Rose is gone because you can never question the integrity of the sport, but you're saying this isn't actually the sport, but that's a topic for down the road. Your reactions at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line.
Yeah, like you said, it was a miserable way that you got here. I mean, it was a miserable last 3 months, but it was already miserable. You're already miserable. So, I mean, take the victory, like take the W, like that. That's just how last night is.
Now, I don't think there are many people who are not taking the W.
I think there's a lot of people who last night, it seemed like, were just like, I don't want anything. I don't want Nico getting bailed out. I didn't like watching him. The video of them celebrating when they got it, there were a lot of people angry seeing Nico celebrate.
Yeah.
Because it's like, ooh, you just got bailed out of just an all-time bad decision.
I probably would have advised the Mavs, like, just put Rolando Blackman up there and call it a night. Step away from social media. Nothing with Nico.
Put Nico in the tunnel.
Put Nico in the tunnel. That was a pretty badass reaction. They exploded at some dinner they had from the behind the butt view, as Jake Rietma pointed out. But... what does that shirt say? Oh, he's still holding up the Fire Nico shirt. I was a little bit concerned. I will preface this by saying I don't know Cooper Flagg's personality. I didn't think this was a chance in hell, so I didn't dive into, all right, let's hear the interviews. What type of dude is he actually? This was Cooper Flagg being a two-way player for whoever gets him.
I think, like I said, this entire experience for me has been amazing. So going forward, I'm just going to look forward to that. Like you said, being a two-way player, that's something that I've done since I was a little kid. So I'm just going to try and keep doing that to the best of my ability.
So after he got picked and I was looking at the family, I'm like, I wish they smiled a little bit more. I just wish they have to be happy about thrilled about the roster they're going to. Maybe they're scared about going to an organization led by Nico, or maybe Cooper Flagg is just a very cool, calm, chill dude. But I was a couple Tolos sent it to me, and I liked the tweet where they're like, I was hoping for a few more smiles.
Yeah, usually when you get when you're the top overall player, you're gonna go to the Wizards. Nobody wants to go to the Wizards,
right?
Mavs have a decent roster, you know, when everybody's healthy. Yeah. Everybody's healthy, right?
More than decent.
It's a major city. You're not going to Sacramento, Tolo. You're not going to Sacramento. You're not going to Oklahoma City, right? You're going to Dallas. That's cool. Like, that's good. That's way better than the alternatives. And, yeah, I kind of felt the same way. And maybe he knows that he is cool, calm, and collected. Maybe he doesn't know if he's going one, or maybe he thinks they're trade the pick.
It may also just be a case of he's like a lot of us and saw what led to this point, and he goes, like, do I want to be around what that looked like it was over the last, three months?
By the way, where are these people from Maine coming from? Cooper Flagg, Jordan Hudson. I mean, you got people... Nobody has ever been from Maine.
All right, two questions for you as a Mavs total. We're going to take phone calls next at 877-881-1053. It's a day to celebrate. I'm going to celebrate. 877-881-1053. Are you back after swearing off the Mavericks? And what do you want them to do with the selection? Draft Cooper Flagg. Try to get Luka back. Deal it for Giannis. Fire Nico before all of it. Your number one pick, Cooper Flagg phone calls, we think, at 877-881-1053. Next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.